It's been 14 years since Republicans controlled either chamber of the Vermont legislature, which means the GOP is accustomed to being in the minority in Montpelier. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the results from last week's election will push House and Senate Republicans even further to the margins.
Republicans might have retained control over the governor's office last Tuesday, but that was the party's only bright spot on Election Day. And if GOP lawmakers thought they had a tough time advancing their agenda during the last legislative biennium, then the 2019 session will be even more daunting.
I don't think that it's the Republican agenda that's going to be the subject for conversation. I think it will be the Democrat and the progressive agenda that will be the subject for conversation in most of the discussion going on in the legislature.
That's Senate Minority Leader Joe Benning, one of only six Republicans left standing in the Vermont Senate after last Tuesday. GOP losses in the House were even more severe. Republicans saw their numbers dwindle from 53 to 43, meaning they no longer have the votes needed to sustain Republican Governor Phil Scott's veto. Here's Stowe Representative Heidi Sherman, who will be one of those 43 Republicans in the Vermont House.
It's a very different makeup, obviously, in the legislature right now. It's a very different landscape.
So what's a conservative to do? Here's Joe Benning's advice.
I think that Phil Scott, looking at it from our end of things, is going to have to pick and choose his battles.
And if Scott chooses those battles wisely, then Benning says Republicans in the legislature may be able to enlist some unlikely allies.
The middle ground and the more blue dog Democrats are going to realize that there's still fiscal responsibility in the air. And I think people will be talking to each other sooner rather than later.
Sherman says bipartisan collaboration is not out of the question next year.
I think we have some opportunities to really work together. I think we have some challenges that we might not be able to agree on, and I understand that, and that's the process.
And Benning says if Republicans can't prevail on Democrats to abandon policies like a $15 minimum wage or paid family leave, then they'll have to make a better case to people outside the building.
And constantly remind folks that we have to pay for things, constantly remind folks that there's a constitution that we have to adhere to, and be as loud as we possibly can be about those issues.
Unfortunately for Republicans, they won't have as many voices to raise. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.